We take you now to the Iowa State House.
From the office of the governor in the Iowa State Capitol, we bring you a special broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of Iowa.
My fellow Iowans, for many months, the people of America have suffered from a plague, the plague of industrial controversy. During the last several weeks, this plague has stricken the great packing industry of the Middle West. A few days ago, in our neighbor state of Minnesota, this plague flared in violence, in defiance, and disobedience of law. Late yesterday afternoon, this plague of violence, of disrespect for law and order, flared at Waterloo. A citizen of this state, the head of a family of 9 children, seeking to enter upon the place of his employment, found himself confronted with a hostile mob. In the controversy that ensued, a citizen was killed, another citizen wounded. Numerous cars were overturned and damaged. Violence and destruction, and threats of violence and destruction were spreading like the angry flames of a fire. The leaders of the striking group were unable to control their members. Local authorities, unable to cope with the violence, asked for aid. Law and order had broken down. It is a fundamental duty of every government to preserve order and to protect people and property from violence and injury. Therefore, upon the request of the local officials, I immediately ordered a sufficient number of the National Guard of the state of Iowa into Waterloo to assist the sheriff and other local officers in restoring order and to protect people and property from violence and injury. I am confident that the violence of yesterday is not representative of the feeling of a majority of the working men and women in Waterloo or elsewhere throughout the state. Rather, it is the attitude of a minority of radicals and agitators, incited and urged on to a substantial degree by persons from outside the state. A long-distance telephone call from Sioux City, received just as I was about to go on the air, confirms this opinion. I was advised that the workers at the armor plant in Sioux City are now balloting upon the question of returning to work, that they are being urged by some of their own leaders to vote in favor of returning to work. However, because of what has happened, I deem it to be my solemn duty to my fellow Iowans to make crystal clear my position and the position of your government in this matter. The government of the state of Iowa is bigger than any individual or group of individuals within the state. It is the solemn duty and purpose of your government to preserve peace and order, and to protect from violence and injury any citizen of this state and his property. Both of the parties to an industrial controversy have certain rights under the law. The public, as an innocent third party affected by the controversy, also has certain rights. It is the duty of the government to see that the rights of both parties to the controversy and the rights of the public are protected. This, your government will do. One of the greatest responsibilities of a father is to provide for the support of his family. To provide for that family, he must work. The right of an American citizen to work at his chosen occupation, to support himself and his family, is an inalienable right. It is the duty of organized government to protect the individual in the exercise of that right. Any denial or abridgment of that right is a denial of a fundamental freedom, the freedom to work. The violence must end. Order must be restored. The law must be respected and obeyed. The inalienable right of men to work for their daily bread must be protected. For this purpose, the whole power of government, vested by the people in their government, will be used. Thank you.
We have presented the Governor of Iowa, the Honorable Robert D. Blue, speaking from his office in the Iowa State Capitol. We return you to our studios.